Jeremy Blake, Nottoway Valley boys basketball coach, joins us. Coach, quite a bit returning for your team. How excited are you to get rolling with this group?
Really excited. You know, this year two is a great thing for me. There's not as much of the teaching side of things, the stuff that we want to do. So we're able to get going a lot quicker, being able to move a lot faster. Like yesterday, it was a great time at practice because last year, these guys are the communication piece and making sure we're talking on both sides of the floor, both offensively and defensively. And we were working on a press yesterday, and I kind of had the younger guys kind of watch and listen. And like, I didn't have to say anything. Those guys were, everybody was talking on the floor, both defensively, offensively. And when we got done, I told those younger guys, that's how it's supposed to look. Older guys, this is why I was on you guys last year about that communication piece, because it's a thing of beauty when you guys are all talking on the floor together and all connected together as one group. So that's really been exciting as well, is that communication piece. Guys understanding the drills that we're trying to do, and then my leadership side of that has been a huge thing of my leaders, not only just my seniors, but I got some juniors and sophomores that are helping lead some of the other guys that are new to the program. So that helped out a lot for me, helped out a lot with my assistant coach Block, because they are taking that role and they're really, really thriving in that role.
A lot of people that have seen some big contributions the past couple of years that'll be on the floor again for you. Who do you look to lead the way for your team as far as returning talent?
Yeah, you know, Avery in Boston, so Avery Phillippe and Boston DeVault will be a huge part of everything that we're doing. Two guys that were all conference last year for us, leading scorers, our top two leading scorers from last year. And Avery was our leading rebounder. Boston was our leading assist guy. So those guys are going to get a lot of attention, and rightfully so. But what I've been really impressed with those guys early on in practice is getting their other teammates involved. Dawson Nelson played a lot last year as a sophomore. He's really progressed really well so far in our practices and everything. So I know he's going to have a really great year for us this year as well. We got Doug Berg out. He didn't come out last year. We're really, really excited to have him out there. Another great athlete, another good leader that's been out there for us. It's been really great for all those things. So he's been a huge get for us to have him back out this year. And he's fitting right in right away, picking up things really quickly on what we're trying to do, both offensively and defensively. And if he's not sure about it, he's not afraid to ask questions, whether that's to me or his teammates. And I know that's something that sometimes for kids that's tough to do, but being able to see him do that stuff right away has been really great for us. Another kid I had that played some varsity time last year was Paul Berg, which is Doug's younger brother, played a lot as a freshman. So he's another one that's going to hopefully help out with the playing time. A couple more seniors I have. Blake Lund, last year was his first year out in high school with basketball. He's a senior, and he contributed quite a bit for varsity last year. So we're looking for him as well to fill in some big roles there. My energy guy, Mason Wilson, didn't play a ton on varsity at all last year. Did a really great job on JV. But like I said, he's my energy guy. He the stuff that he brings to the table doesn't fill a stat sheet. He's not going to have all these crazy points and all this other stuff, but his energy that he gives to the team and that spark plug that he gives is perfect of what we need at times. And yesterday even, I mean, he was flying all over the place, and I made sure to emphasize like seeing that, and we need more guys doing those types of things too. So I got a good group of guys that are all over the place that hopefully will be able to contribute, and we'll find out more. We got a scrimmage on Saturday with Creston, and then we have the Jamboree at Exira Elkhorn on Tuesday. So kind of crazy to have all that stuff coming right off the bat, but I feel like it's going to be good for us to kind of see where we're at from Saturday to Tuesday, see what growth we have between that time frame. And like I told my guys, it's going to be We're going to have the good, the bad, and the ugly, and we got to be okay with the ugly and the bad because we're going to keep working on fixing that.
Coach, good to talk to you. Good luck this season.
Thank you.